The FBI and the DOJ have to remain independent, but not every contact is, but every contact is not improper.
Correct.
I have not examined these in detail. It sounded from reading that like he's trying to give himself cover in case something improper did happen. I mean, this isn't a full-throated defense. This is every contact may not be improper, but I haven't looked at these.
That's what any person would say in his position. He hasn't looked at them, nor should he waste his time looking at them.
So should he recuse himself and do a special prosecutor, as Daryl Issa is asking for?
Special prosecutor of what? Where's the crime? We haven't even named a crime, let alone suggested that charges are going to be
brought. So you're saying until Congress comes out and says, here's the proof that we now see that there was connections between the Trump campaign and Russians known to U.S. intelligence, then you would say, because that would be possibly a criminal act, right?
No, it wouldn't.
Even if they had regular contact talking about working together?
The only statute I know that conceivably violates is the Logan Act, which hasn't been prosecuted since 1793.
Right.
And when they get to Jimmy Carter, Jesse
Jackson,
which prohibits
you from talking about future policy. But I'm talking about collusion, or it would be great if you could find things on Hillary Clinton, those sorts of conversations. That would be treason, right?
What?
No?
No.
You're fine with that?
It's not a question of being fine. I'm not fine with it, but there's a difference between treason and what I'm fine with or not. And saying you ought to get stuff on Hillary Clinton, believe it or not, is not a crime, even if you're saying it to the Russians.